There's been mixed reaction to controversial comments made by a Republican donor in Reno. Two GOP candidates on the ballot this year are denouncing him for, quote, appalling and divisive rhetoric. But as KUNR's Burt Johnson reports, most either shrugged his comments off or didn't talk to reporters.
Washoe County's District Attorney Chris Hicks and Sheriff Darren Balaam have given their campaign contributions from Robert Beatles to charity. But others backed by Beatles are standing by him.
Hey, bud.
Yes, sir. Hey, fam.
How are you?
Good to see you, man. Hey. Good job.
Thank you.
That's Reno mayoral candidate Eddie Lorton meeting with supporters during a recent campaign event. Beatles gave Lorton nearly $10,000 for his race. In October, KUNR, the Nevada Independent, and American Public Media reported that Beatles repeatedly shared conspiracy theories and referenced the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, a long-debunked anti-Semitic pamphlet claiming Jews are conspiring to take over the world. But when we asked Lorton about that, he characterized Beatles as a victim.
You got one person and you want to attack him and other news outlets too, not just yours.
Beatles has spent more than $1 million on political activities in the state during this election cycle. He also attacked Lorton's opponent, Mayor Hillary Sheevy, and was at the event that night. During a brief discussion, Beatles said his comments were taken out of context.
You guys try to say that somehow I'm an anti-Semite because I said to read a book? It's like if you read Mein Kampf, I would call you a Nazi. It makes no sense.
Beatles declined our request for a broader discussion about his past comments because we wouldn't agree to the conditions he required. But after our initial story published, Beatles reacted by threatening a lawsuit and taking to his blog. He defended his past comments about the protocols, claiming they didn't originally target Jewish communities. Holly Huffnagel, with the American Jewish Committee, said she's never heard anyone make that claim before.
This was a new piece of information to me.
Huffnagel says the protocols were about Jews from the beginning.
There's no other group or entity or person that these protocols are about.
Most of the candidates who received money from Beatles declined to comment about Beatles' past statements or didn't respond to multiple interview requests. And then there's Washoe County School Board trustee Jeff Church, who got nearly $9,000 from Beatles. When asked about Beatles' comments, Church said this.
My answer, I'm sorry, is don't know, don't care.
Libertarian Assembly candidate Mindy Robinson wasn't concerned about Beatles' past comments either. He gave Robinson's campaign $5,000.
There are a lot of bad people in this world, and I do feel like we should be allowed to criticize it. I don't know why it always has to be anti-Semitic if they happen to be Jewish.
Beatles also donated to Republican Attorney General candidate Sigal Chatta, a Jewish woman originally from Israel. He argued that contribution signaled his support for the broader Jewish community. Chatta declined to comment for this story, but has defended Beatles on Twitter. Meanwhile, her opponent, Democratic incumbent Aaron Ford, characterized Beatles as an extreme conspiracy theorist. Burt Johnson, KUNR News.
This story is part of an ongoing partnership with the Nevada Independent investigating the influence of baseless claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. It was also produced as part of APM Report's Public Media Accountability Initiative, which supports investigative reporting at local media outlets around the country.